Have you any concept of what you've actually said?
Just after, when I received the from the Standards Board that there was a case to answer, I made a few notes back then. So because it's so long ago, I'm afraid I'll have to refer to them.
Well, I don't really want to talk refer back to notes. No. I mean, you the fact of the matter is, you said what you said. Why did you say it? Come on, Colin. Why?
Well, I was hot under the collar. I don't know why I said it. I was aware back then that some individuals were being sent out of the county and they were costing the county a lot of money. I said that in order to get a response, to get a reaction. I got a reaction, all right. The lady turned her back and walked away. Not the reaction I wanted at all, and I've got to apologise to her and everyone else.
People are going to be utterly confused. When did the Standards Committee tell you that you had breached the Code of Conduct?
Back in December 11.
December 11. So that's when you were told you had breached it.
Yeah.
So what happened then?
I made a statement at that time, and that was it.
But the Standards Committee are toothless, aren't they? They cannot suspend or disqualify you for code of conduct complaints. So what's the point of having a Standards Committee on Cornwall Council?
Well, there'd been a change of national policy. There was a national British Standards Board, and they packed up, I think, about last April, and then Cornwall Council formed their own Standards Board.
Which clearly doesn't work. It doesn't work. If they've formed their own Standards Board that's got no sanctions over you, then it's a waste of time having one, isn't it?
The sanction was...
You apologised.
Indeed, I gave a copy letter to them to approve, and that is the one which went out.
When were you told to write that letter?
About December, November, December.
So why has it only suddenly now come to the light?
I don't know.
You have no idea why it's only just come to light now? You thought it was all over?
I thought it was all over. I mean, something that goes on from October 2011...
Colin, I've known you for 25 years as a councillor.
Yep.
Do you not think, by opening your mouth, you are a senior politician, you must have known that the Pandora's box this would open. You just don't. Why did you say it? Do you honestly think disabled children should be put down at birth?
Of course not.
Well, why the... Why did you say it?
My blood was up.
Well, this is what you said.
I was just hot under the collar, I suppose, coming from a council meeting where we'd been talking about budget cuts and staff cuts. And, you know, sometimes people can catch you just on the wrong day.
OK. Look, I got a fairly stressful job.
Yep.
If I came out with anything near the comments that you said, I wouldn't be broadcasting the day after. We all get hot and bothered and tired and grumpy.
Granted.
Well, that's not an answer, is it?
Look, what?
You're refusing... But you even now, to this day, don't think you've done anything wrong.
Well, of course I've done something wrong, and I've apologised for it.
Not good enough. You should resign.
Well, you should resign. They'd rather have Ari Curry here.
By judging by the backlash that's come out on this programme from your own colleagues, you should do the honourable thing and stand down, Colin. Whether you stand for re-election in May is not here or there. The fact that you've been a councillor for 25 years, you've undone all that good work by those comments. You should resign.
I will consider it.
What does that mean?
Just what I said. It's good. I will consider it.
Consider it when? Tonight? Tomorrow morning?
Well,
next week?
I will go home and consider it. Perhaps I'll talk to some of my constituents.
But you haven't got the support from people who've known you for years.
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you from the people that have come on air, the constituents, the people in your parish, there's been a couple of people saying you've done brilliant work. And that's the sad thing in all this, Colin. This is the sad thing. Maybe the times have changed. I mean, would you... One of the callers said, what do you want to do? If children with disabilities are costing too much, what about OAPs? You're an OAP, aren't you?
I am, yes.
What are you going to do, put yourself down? What about those who smoke? Put those down? What do you want to put them?
I don't agree with putting anyone down.
But you said it.
I know, I said it.
And you have to take the consequences, Colin.
I said it to get a reaction, and I didn't get the reaction I expected.
But what reaction did you expect to get?
I expected the woman to come back to defend her service. That's what I expected.
You must have known before you're a bright man. You are a man who's given so much to this community. And you know you've done wrong.
I know I've done wrong, yes.
You have to do, the people that have phoned up, the other councillors that have expressed an interest have all said, you have to do the honourable thing. You have to resign. You have to resign and you need to do it now.
I'll consider it.
And that's the end of it.
Well, I like this opportunity to say sorry. Because not only have I offended this lady, I've offended scores of disabled people, their carers, parents, by what I've said. But it was something I said. It's not something I would advocate. I've heard that some people said I was a fascist. Far from a fascist.
Well, some people have likened you to Hitler on this programme today.
Well, I'm sure my electorate would disagree.
Are you going to stand for re-election? You're not committing yourself to resigning. You're saying you will consider it. Are you going to stand for re-election in May?
Well, up until yesterday... I had so many people contact me to ask me to stand again. I may not.
Do you see, you're sitting on the fence. People. It's all may, ifs, buts and maybe,
no,
isn't it, Colin?
No. If people ask me to stand, I will stand.
Well, how many people? What, you go into the pub and a pub full of people say, stand, Colin, you're going to stand? How many people? I mean, your own independent party have washed their hands of you. They want nothing more to do with you.
I'm not in a party.
No, you're not now. No, but you were part of the independent group.
I was a member of the...
And they've said, we don't want anything to do with you.
I don't know, have they?
Yes, they have, on this programme. They want you out. They don't want anything to do with you.
Oh, well, so I stand at the moment as a standalone independent.
Well, you know, because you had an email overnight. You haven't received it.
I haven't received it.
Philip on Facebook says, if I said this in my workplace, I'd be sacked. Ryan is a 19-year-old from Middlesbrough listening online, who's in a wheelchair, says, I'm disgusting. I think he should resign. Julian Weybridge is one of the Councillor Brewer's constituents. She has a disabled daughter with Asperger's. She says she's disgusted. And Claire from Get Together Corbell says, will Councillor Brewer please consider coming to our event? Do you have a disabled daughter or son?
I don't, no.
So you have no idea the impact, the hurt that you have caused by these comments, have you? You've got no concept of the damage that you've caused.
I'm willing to learn.
Can I suggest you listen to this programme online? If you get a couple of hours,
yeah,
and just listen to the feedback.
Okay.
So when do we expect to get some sort of decision from you?
I'll be considerate this evening.
So we should know by tomorrow.
Yeah.